Czech trade unions on Friday criticised the government's policy statement, which they see as the strongest attack on employees' rights since the fall of communism. The unions warn that the policies of the right of centre coalition will not improve the state of public finances, but will irreversibly damage the Czech welfare state. Representatives of the unions said they were ready to talk, but promised a hot autumn should the government fail to listen. Jan Richter has the details.
At Friday's heated news conference, trade union leaders said they were ready to act if the Czech government does not listen to their arguments. They sharply rejected the government's policy statement, which they said would dismantle the Czech welfare state. Jaroslav Středula is the head of the Czech Metal Workers Federation, the country's biggest trade union.
We are very unhappy from first Czech official government material, because this material is totally against normal people, normal workers. And we want to discuss with Czech government during tripartite meeting, during some special meeting. If especially Prime Minister want to discuss with trade union, it will be a good signal. But discuss and to change decision, it's a little bit longer distance.
Earlier this week, the incoming Czech government approved its policy program, which includes major budget cuts and plans to overhaul the country's pension and healthcare systems. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek also said that this year's austerity measures would be followed by even bigger cuts next year. That should bring the state budget deficit down to 135 billion crowns. The coalition also plans to liberalize the Czech labor code, which should be more flexible or weaker in the trade union's view. But the unions also warn that reducing social and other benefits will not automatically ensure a balanced budget.
If we will reduce all the social benefits, we will have still minus 120 billion crowns as result of the state budget. And this is not fine. We must have a higher level of the tax. This is included, of course, social tax. It means company tax. And we must reduce the gray zone and this criminal zone. This is our first reaction.
Mr. Středula from the Czech Metal Workers Federation says Prime Minister Nečas and other members of his cabinet promised to meet with trade union leaders once the government is voted in next week. The outcome of the negotiations will determine what course of action the unions will take. Jaroslav Středula again.
I think that will be very difficult and very hard autumn 2010, and we are prepared for demonstration, we are of course prepared for strikes, but first we want to discuss, we want to change decision, and we want to have better position of the Czech Republic than is right in this paper.
Jaroslav Středula from the Czech Metal Workers Federation, ending that report by Jan Richter.